CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. Are you out of tune because of irregularity? Then get back in tune with help from Kellogg's All Brand. You'll feel right on pitch when crisp, appetizing Kellogg's All Brand goes to work. Relieves constipation caused by lack of bulk. A daily bowl full with milk does it. That's A-L-L-BRAN. Kellogg's All Brand.
Somebody open the door for me.
I'm coming. Oh, my heavens, what did you do? Looks like Davis and Crowley, too. For heaven's sake, you've been shopping at Davis and Crowley.
Yes, I have.
It's the most expensive store in town, practically.
Look, it is the only good sporting goods store in town.
What did you buy? Close the door, dear.
Look, if we're going duck hunting this week...
What did you need to go duck hunting except a gun?
Oh, you need quite a few things besides a gun, for heaven's sake. Now, look, if you want to start opening things, I'll go out to the car and bring in the rest of the packages.
The rest of them?
Now, look, darling, Mr. Cranjoy has given me a week off to go duck hunting, to rest up from the trip to Europe. He practically ordered me to go duck hunting and take you along.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Cranjoy didn't expect you to go shopping at Davis and Crowley and buy at the store.
He wants all his employees to get themselves a hobby and an outdoor sport. He's on his new efficiency kick. Therefore,
All right, but can't you start in a small way, darling? Last year you decided to take up skiing. You bought enough equipment to enter yourself in the Olympics, and you went once.
Start opening things while I bring in the rest. I got some surprises for you, too.
Where's Dorothy Collins? How can you keep your hands looking young? Use new formula Touché. Hands hurt by the ravages of water, weather, and work, get quick help from Touché with its special healing action. Touché with silicones forms a light protective screen between your skin and the elements. Under that screen, Touché's beauty oils moisturize and soften. Touché, the only leading popular price hand lotion with silicones. Touché.
I don't understand you. Why did you buy another heavy wool jacket? You have one.
But this is a jacket especially designed for duck hunting. Now look, here, you see the different size pockets for various things that you have to carry with you?
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Here, look at this, honey. Big pocket big enough to put a duck in it.
Yeah, well, you certainly didn't need to buy me a duck hunting jacket, but I'm just exhausting into this. What did you get, a size 44?
Honey, you got to wear plenty of sweaters underneath that, don't you understand? And honey, look here. Here's a cap for you.
You're kidding.
You can put it on.
Oh, you don't think I'd go anywhere looking like this?
Who's going to see you? We'll be up in the North Woods duck hunting. If we do see anybody else, it'll just be more duck hunters.
Well, I look absolutely grotesque with these ridiculous ear flaps.
You'll be glad you have it on. Now, believe me, it'll be nice and warm. Oh, now, look, what about food? We'll be staying in this cabin that belongs to Mr. Cranshaw's friend. We have to take our own food.
Yeah, well, I'll go to the supermarket tomorrow.
Yeah, well, fine. Now, remember, we won't be near any stores up there. We'll just have what we take with us.
Yeah,
so
all right.
Plenty now.
All right, I will.
Now, let me see. Oh, I didn't tell you what else I have.
What?
No, really? No, wait a minute. Come to think about it, I'd rather show you. Come on down the basement. Come on. It's on my workbench.
Oh, well, look, there's Betsy. Just going to help us, don't you? She has a dental appointment. I've got to get her over there right away.
Well, no, never mind that. Now, come on. It'll only take a second. It isn't finished, you understand?
Uh-huh.
But I want you to see what I've done so far. Come on, come on, come on.
Is that what all the pounding was I heard down the basement yesterday?
Yep. Pretty pleased with myself, if I do say so. First one I've ever made.
You made the bookshelf for Betsy's room.
Yes. No. Go on now, go
on. All right.
Watch your step now.
Yeah, I will.
Honey, come on over here to my workbench.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, there it is. There's my masterpiece.
Where?
Here.
What is it?
What is it? What does it look like? Oh,
don't get mad at me. I don't know what it looks like. It doesn't look like anything I ever saw before.
Well, I told you it wasn't finished.
Well, I can see you've worked on it, dear. And it's very nice. But, all right, I give up. What is it?
It's a duck.
That's a duck?
It's a wooden decoy. It's not supposed to be perfect.
It just looks like you've fastened some larger and larger pieces of wood together.
Well, that's exactly what I've done. Flat pieces of wood fastened together, five of them, different sizes.
Oh, it's modernistic. It's not supposed to look like a duck.
Certainly it's supposed to look like a duck. It's supposed to look enough like a duck to fool a real duck. Go on, forget it. Take Betsy to the dentist.
Darling, I can see you've done a lot of work. What's the point? I mean,
The point is that a real duck hunter makes his own wooden decoys.
Oh, I see. Well, you get so annoyed at me, darling. Always said yourself, you know, you're no artist.
I'm not to be an artist. I bought a book, look, right here, written by an authority. You've given explicit directions with diagrams and illustrations. Never mind that. How to build your own wooden decoy. Well, you know, every time I try something new like this, you discourage me so that...
I didn't mean to discourage you. It's just that I don't know how bright ducks are. But it seems to me that a live duck isn't going to take a look at this thing, dear, and then think for one second he looks like that.
Well, it isn't finished. It's got to be trimmed off a bit and painted.
Well, maybe when it's just trimmed up. Oh, and Betsy walking around. Betsy, I'm in the basement. I'll be right up, dear.
You know something? A man really should have a hobby. I mean, Cranshaw is right. It gives his life another dimension.
Uh-huh.
I told Cranshaw I was doing this, you know, and he was right. By golly, he said every man should have a hobby where he works with his hands, you know, creates things. Now, you take our pioneer father, you know, they never needed psychoanalysts. Why?
Why?
Because they were too busy chopping down trees while building log cabins.
Yeah. Well,
you know, they were happy. They were healthier.
Are you going to show this duck to Mr. Cranshaw?
Well, probably. Why? Why?
Well, I don't mean to be a carping critic, but did you get the mouth just right?
The bill.
All right, the bill.
Yes, I did. The bill is perfect. What's wrong with it?
It doesn't look like a duck. Well, it doesn't, dear.
So what does it look like, may I ask?
Well, it looks more like a parrot.
A parrot?
Well, you've got the mouth wrong, I know that.
The bill.
All right, the bill, but it's wrong. Now, it isn't even like the picture in the book here, now. Look, a duck's bill is sort of flat and long, and you've got it... Look, you've got it short and stubby and kind of curved.
But this is a different kind of duck. Well, there are 50 kinds.
Then I would have picked one that was more attractive. Well, that's the point of a decoy, isn't it? Well, darling, I don't know what the duck's like, but if I were a duck, I know I would never be attracted to this thing.
Oh.
And where are the ears?
The what?
Ears.
Ducks don't have ears.
They must have.
Well, they don't. They don't, apparently. There's none in the picture.
Then why, may I ask, do hunters use duck calls? How can the duck hear duck calls if they have no ears?
Oh, look, you just take Betsy to the dentist, will you? Go on, get out.
You know what your trouble is, dear? You get these sudden ideas you're going to do something, and you plunge ahead, and you want to do it quickly. You have no patience. No patience at all. Now, whether you like it or not, this does not look like a duck. It looks more like a parrot. Or rather, an extinct dodo.
Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, I guess it does. I'll admit it. You know, when I was carving the bill, my knife slipped and hacked the wood off, so I had to make it curved. New kind of duck. Well, look, while you're gone, I'll do the head overseer. You're absolutely correct. If I'm going to have a hobby, I should have more patience. I should do it right or not at all. And look, when you get back, I shall have a beautiful new duck's head to show you.
Bye. Now, look, you'll also listen for Bobby, won't you? I mean, if Bobby wakes up, remember, we have to keep an eye on him every minute, dear, the way he gets into things. Dear?
Yeah, all right. Don't worry. Now, let me see.
Oh, brother, this miserable cold and my sinuses.
Haven't you heard about Dristan? Dristan decongestant tablets not only help drain all 8 sinus cavities, critical areas of cold infection, but circulating through the blood, Dristan reaches all congested areas. In one fast-acting, uncoated, 3-layer tablet, Dristan, for the first time, combines a decongestant to shrink all swollen membranes, relieve pressure and pain, an exclusive anti-allergen to help keep breathing passages dry and clear, pain relievers to ease body aches, reduce fever, vitamin C to help build body resistance. This is Dristan. Today, Dristan is widely imitated. But the exclusive Dristan formula cannot be duplicated. For real relief from cold, misery, and sinus congestion, there is nothing, nothing like Dristan decongestant tablets.
Oh, look at you. Where is your father? The idea. Betsy, put Bobby in his playpen and give him a graham cracker. And then get out the vacuum for me. I'll be back up in a minute. Are you still in the basement?
Oh, yeah. Come on down, sweetheart.
Honestly.
Honey, look.
Listen.
Hey, look, honey. How's that for a duck's head? Isn't that pretty darn near perfect? What's the matter?
Weren't you going to listen for Bobby when he awoke from his nap?
Uh-oh.
He pulled the ivy plant off the coffee table and distributed all the dirt over the entire living room carpet, practically.
Golly, I didn't hear him, honey.
He pulled a standing lamp over. It's a wonder he didn't kill himself.
Well, look, I'm sorry. I guess I was busy concentrating.
I'm making a wooden duck. Now, I don't want to be unreasonable. I appreciate your boss wanting you to get a hobby. I think it's fine you're creating something with your hands. But instead of making wooden ducks, isn't there something creative about fixing the kitchen doorknob? Or putting up that extra shelf in the kitchen? Or even trying to make a bookcase for Betsy?
Well, Mrs. Piper, there certainly is something to what you say.
Well, as I said, I don't want to be a nagging wife.
I know,
unreasonable.
Yeah, just...
I want you to be happy. And if you're happier making wooden ducks naturally, I don't want to be a killjoy.
No, I'll give it up. No. I insist. Don't argue with me. I think I ought to anyhow, don't you? I mean, look at this one, honey. It looks more like a mouse, really. A little bit bigger, maybe. But, no, look, let's go on up, honey. I'll help you clean up the mouth of the mess. I'm sorry,
oh,
darling.
Yeah. It's all right. I didn't keep the doorknob, for example. You know when I first asked you to fix it last April?
I'll do it tonight. I swear I will. It was not April.
It was last
April,
dear. That's
April.
What I meant.
What a wonderful Christmas gift the whole family will enjoy. It's Racco. R-A-C-K-O. Racco. Today's newest, fastest, most exciting card game. 2, 3, or 4 people can play Racco. Try Racco next time your bridge club meets or when friends drop by. Easy to learn, Racco is a family fun game in which you and your children can compete on equal terms. Racco is fast playing, too. Brighten up your holidays. Get Racco. Give Racco. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Madeline Pierce and is produced by Walter Hart.